Ray Wilson went to the depot to give her brother a Christmas gift. When he did not arrive, a new idea came to mind, and what resulted impacted this town and the region for 5 years to come. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When World War II began, the rail yard in North Platte, Nebraska was already one of the largest in the world, a place where locomotives and cars were repaired and reassembled for long journeys.
It's also a refueling station, home to the largest ice houses in the world, because we have the Pacific Fruit Express bringing fresh fruit across the country. So it's going to be a great place for trains to stop and get ready to continue the second half of their journey across the country.
During the World Wars, the rail station here became an important canteen. Jim Griffin, curator of the Lincoln County Historical Museum in North Platte, explains what a canteen did for soldiers.
Soldiers could go to get food, might get something hot to drink or cold to drink, depending on the time of the year. Magazines, candy bars, cigarettes, that kind of thing.
A canteen in World War I served over 100,000 troops in just 1 year. In the days following the attack on Pearl Harbor, the canteen was operational once again.
On December 17, 1941, which is only 10 days after Pearl Harbor, the people of North Platte meet down at the train depot to give Christmas gifts to the soldiers that they thought were coming in, which were of the Nebraska National Guard, and it was the local unit.
To their surprise, it was a guard unit from Kansas that arrived by rail.
We don't really know who, but someone stepped forward and said they were going to give their gifts to these guys because they weren't going to be able to give them to their own. And everybody else did the same thing. Ray Wilson was in the crowd. She was a 26-year-old store clerk.
Ray Wilson had a gift for her brother, but when he did not arrive, she gave it to a man from Kansas, and she had the idea the people of North Platte should revive the work done in World War I. What resulted is next time as we travel the countryside. In North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.